Dense fog blankets much of Iowa early today. Fog and drizzle will continue across the region this morning, giving way to partly cloudy to cloudy skies this afternoon. Temperatures will be mild today with strong southerly winds, pushing highs into the 40s and 50s across much of Iowa. A cold front moving in from the northwest will bring back more seasonal weather for the weekend into early next week, with highs dropping back into the 20s. It looks like little, if any, precipitation here in southwestern Iowa right through early next week. For today, some fog and drizzle this morning. Visibility should slowly improve through the morning hours, with partly cloudy to cloudy skies this afternoon. South winds 15 to 25, high 52. Partly cloudy to cloudy, colder again tonight. Winds becoming northwest 10 to 20, low around 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to cloudy, colder. Northwest winds 10 to 20, high 26. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 24. Monday, partly cloudy, high 28. From Freeze Notice Weather, this is Dan Hicks with a Skyscan forecast on the station where your friends are.
And a dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. today for Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Polk, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties in the listening area. Expect visibilities to drop to less than 1/4 mile through mid-morning and travel difficulties due to the reduced visibilities. In addition, as of early this morning, we had a couple of school districts that called in to say they would be starting 2 hours late, and that includes Exira and Elkhorn Kimbleton. Also no preschool at those districts. For more cancellations and weather-related updates, see the cancellations page on KJAN.com under the Community Hub. Yesterday's high in Atlantic was 42 degrees. Our low this morning through 5 a.m., 37. Last year, we topped at 37 for a high, and 7 was our low. The all-time record high in Atlantic for January 11th was 55 degrees in 1986. The record low, 22 degrees below zero in 1892. Sunrise is at 7:45 and sunset at 5:10. Rainfall in Atlantic from yesterday through 5 a.m. today amounted to 6/100 of an inch. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.